If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. Hey, this week we want to talk about personality tests. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they ugly? Are they relevant? You know, when it comes down to communication and teamwork, are they effective? There is, you know, DISC. There is, I can't even think the number. I think I've taken about 10 or 15 of these different tests out there. Everybody knows what they are. Some of them are really short here. Here's 10 questions. Answer these 10 questions, and we're going to give you an entire, you know, profile of your life. And some of them take half an hour to 45 minutes to go through all the questions. And, you know, and you get this 15, 20 page report with graphs and everything. And they're kind of cool. But the question is, it's not about how you perceive yourself. It's how teams perceive each other. Because it's great for you to understand your own personality. Hopefully you do before taking a personality test. Hopefully, you know, you're not reliant on a series of questions to figure out who you are as an individual. I mean, it comes down to what color is my parachute. But hopefully the tests that you take are done in the aggregate of saying they're going, okay, how does this team interact? Do we have too many people with this personality, not enough people with this personality? Too many people with this set of skills, not enough people with this set of skills. We have two alpha, you know, people that are going to constantly be in contact. We're bringing a new person into the team. We don't want this person to be a mirror image of the team, but are they going to, you know, be a great augmentation of the team? And there's value in that in terms of a basic understanding. You know, if you just say that you are a TLDR for I can't remember what the four letters are, and just say, oh, this person is exactly like this because they have these particular letters, you know, behind their name, or they have this score that they took on the exam, you're missing 90% of who this person is, because we are not the aggregate of a score. All this is a litmus test and a direction to look and to sit there and say, okay, I need to find out more about this. To personally understand the person, I need to look and be aware of this. And to sit there and say, is that true? Or is that just the way they answered the questions on that particular day? So, Sia, let's gnaw on this. Let's talk about personality tests and sit there and say, you know, in my mind, your mind, are they good? Are they bad? Are they effective? Or are they just downright ugly?
So, you know, what's the irony of, like you mentioned it, the irony of these tests that we take, it's not about you. It's about how knowing the way you've responded for your team to be able to understand some of your traits, some of the ways maybe your brain kind of functions and thinks, how you perceive things, because we could both look at, you know, that I love that image, right? Two people facing each other and it's a 6 or a 9, right? You're looking at the exact same thing and they're like, it's 96. No, it's 69, right? Or whatever have you. And I think that's so important, especially as a hiring manager, anyone in leadership. If you have too many of one type of personality in the mix, you're going to have a blind spot. Mm-hmm. Whether you acknowledge it or not, doesn't matter how brilliant everybody is. It's just, if everyone sees the number 6, you might miss the opportunity of 9, right? So that is something where I think personality tests, it's great for us for giggles to be like, ooh, I'm an extrovert. Like, you know, it should not surprise you. You know, I came out extrovert. But But it should give you some awareness of how you can be perceived. Like, so perfect example, what I find interesting, I did like the 16 personalities, the, oh my
Right.
gosh, what's a Kiersey, whatever, Briar Miggs, the Briar Riggs, Briar Miggs, Riggs,
Briggs, yeah, Briggs
Briggs
Meyer.
Meyer. Oh
Yeah.
my God. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, they have this thing where it's like thinking, perception versus feeling and judgment,
Right.
right? It's interesting. When I'm in work mode, I'm an ENTJ, so I think and judge. I'm like 50-50 on those two, so I can kind of I switch. And the other two is like E, very E, and then I'm fairly intuitive, like as far as I'm pretty high. Like both of those are very obvious. You're EN, like that's you.
Yeah.
But I find when I'm in work mode, I'm a TJ, which is you think, you judge, you execute, you go, which could be with an extrovert personality. Can be a little harsh and very direct and abrasive at times for people because it's like, dude, did you? You're very decisive, right? Like you're being kind of a dick about it, you know? Although I found like after I left corporate America, I'm far more FP. So I feel and I perceive things better. And I flip on that side. So it's not to say just because you're one thing, you're permanently that way. I think it's very fluid. I think it's very situational, but you have to be aware of. Sometimes that might be reflective on how people see you and what moment in time they're going to get you, if that makes sense. Like I know darned well with my introverted boyfriend, there's a time and place to push him.
Yeah, and the time not to.
And there's definitely a time not to. And I'm a little slow to that role, but I'm finally getting after 20 freaking years that like, oh, maybe I should wait for this question to ask him, you know? But again, knowing the dynamics of the team and knowing with certain people, we talked about this about priorities and setting boundaries and all that. If you give 20 tasks to an introverted individual who doesn't like to confront necessarily, and that's their personality type, where they're just kind of like, you know, what's that called? Conflict averse, right?
Yes,
Now,
yes.
by the way, you can be an extroverted person and still be conflict averse, right? But knowing that, you can say, hey, here's these 20 tasks that needs to be done. Heads up, I think these two are the top three. Do you agree? Cool. Okay, let's work towards that. Like if you knew that, then that means you're still giving them 20 tasks, but you're not dumping all 20 tasks and letting them decide what the priorities are, which causes anxiety, which causes conflict, which causes
Right.
et cetera, right? That's where I think these personality tests really do help. I mean, I remember once we were inside sales group and it was a color test. And it was very similar, but basically it was like, are you a red, blue, white, yellow personality type? If you remember that, I don't even remember. I don't
I
remember the
don't know
name of
whose
it.
test that is, but I remember seeing it.
Yeah, and it was funny because you'd be walking like we literally had our because it's inside sales. So as for giggles, we pushed the colors like on the wall, like you know you put the color up. So you'd be walking up, we're like, hey, yellow, like do 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 do, hey, blue, and then someone's like, I'm purple. Well, put a purple. Like it was just really kind of stupid and silly, but it was a acknowledgement. It almost slows you down to say, oh wait, like, and I thought that was brilliant to be honest because it really. Half of it took it sarcastically, but yet it was effective. And so that's why I'm like a big fan of these tests.
Yeah, I think that there's always something to learn at the test. My problem with the test is they tend to ask the question yes or no. It's not on a scale of 100, where are you? Am I 56% this way or 48% that way? Because a lot of things I sit there going, well, it could be this way or it could be that way, or it could be
Depending.
neither. Do you agree with this or do you agree with this? Well, what if I don't agree with either? What if I don't agree with the premise of either one of these things? What do I do? And a lot of things, like I'm a, excuse the reference, but I'm a 50 Shades of Gray type of guy. There's a lot of gray between black and white.
For
And
sure.
I'm a big believer of that human beings have a lot of nuance to them. They have a lot of, contradictions to them. My own personality is contradictory at times. People sit there going, but you think this. I go, yeah, but I also think this. Well, how can you hold those two things simultaneously? I can. I have no problem agreeing that this is right and this is also right, and they could be contradictory, but it all depends on the situation. And I
Exactly.
think that we need to understand that there is no de facto. What it does is sits there and says, this person has a tendency
Tendency.
towards, has a tendency towards being a yellow, tendency to be being a red, tendency to be a purple. Okay, that's a flag and says, all right, maybe you don't become overly controversial and in the face of this type of person because they have that yellow personality. Okay, something for me to be cognizant of. But is that who that person isn't a yellow de facto because of everything? It's just that's a trait that I need to be aware of or something that I need to be cognizant of when we're having conversations. So I think that there is, if you use it as guidelines, if you use it as an overarching brush that says this is not who this person is as an individual. These are some traits the person has that I need to be aware of when I'm leading this person or when I'm part of a group or when I'm, in a group project, whatever, to be able to make things a little bit more kumbaya and a little bit more symbiotic.
100%. Look, we're not saying we're stereotyping people, right? But it's just a tendency to be, look, like, there's just no two ways about it. We do have tendencies that is consistent in how we'd respond to things. So
Yes.
again, like there are people who are just like, you walk into the room and you can walk up high five and do the bump with them. You know what I mean? And then there's individuals that you just like bow 6 feet away, like, hey, what's up? And there's nothing diminishing the connection. You're just like, I can't tell you how hard of a lesson that is, though, right? When you're approaching people with how you pursue things, it's such a huge missed opportunity to really connect with someone. And I and it
Oh, yeah.
and guys, whoever, guys that are in the chat, like, seriously, like, I'm just curious, because it's a super basic thing, is like, say yes or no. And say, I don't like to be hugged, or I do like to be hugged. I'm just curious, because there's folks out there that, like, it, you know, it's okay. Here's you were talking about, you can't like pigeonhole. Here's the perfect example, and it's a funny nuance about me. Ready? If I see you at a happy hour or whatever, and I haven't seen you for a long time, I'm all about the hugs. I'm all it's almost like my way of saying, let's reconnect, right? Like, oh my God, I haven't seen you, hugs, right? If I see you often, don't want to hug you. Like, I don't want to touch you. I don't want you touching me either. Like, that's so stupid for us to hug each other. I see you every fracking day. And so
And some
that's
people
where,
don't want to be hugged and
and that's what I'm saying. It's like, but that's the contradiction of things, right? Because people outwardly might think like, oh, Sia wants hugs all day long. No, Sia only hugs people she hasn't seen all day long. You know what I mean? And of course, assuming they want to receive the hug. I'm just saying, when you're saying don't stereotype people, I'm the kind that's like, yeah, I don't need that hug all the time, but I do like, I don't need to hug all the time. So I don't need people to like, oh, run up and hug me just because, you know what I mean? Like, so there's a contradiction, which is why, again, personalities is a guideline, not a play-by-play book play, right? Although,
Can you
has
hang on a second? Can you imagine if conferences had a red or green sticker?
Oh, they do.
You're 5,000, 10,000 people, in there, and you have a red or green sticker on there, and people sit there and say, okay, if they got the red sticker, we don't hug them. If they have a green sticker, you could put your arms up and decide whether they're going to take the hug or not. But
Yeah.
you don't even put your arms out if you see the red sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how, man alive. Like, it's funny that you have those conferences that have those stickers, because there are personality types that act before like seeing things. They just do. And yeah, it is funny how you unconsciously, consciously, intentionally piss people off, man. It happens. So, okay, Ben, let me challenge you. Let me ask you this. So, have you ever had a situation where having the team do a personality quiz test, and there was already challenges within the group already? Has there been a time where you saw it actually help and work, and actually be effective?
What it became, and I'm trying to remember what it was, if it was DISC or something like that. We ran the entire team through a DISC. Let's call it a DISC. And we had a facilitator come in and explain what things were. And people and said, okay, let's talk not only about the actual thing itself, but what does this mean in terms of our human interaction? And it says, yeah. And people said, yeah. And I get frustrated when this happens, giving us example. And it led to a level of conversation and openness to talk through the framework of DISC about challenges people were having, about to say, listen, it frustrates me. And it wasn't about pointing fingers at people. It says, it frustrates me. The conversation had to be about it frustrates me, not you frustrate me, or it frustrates me when you, it frustrates me when people come up to me and have problems that they need me to fix at the last moment. And and conversations like that, and that led to sit there and say, okay, let's build some systems and processes in place to be able to alleviate some of the top problems that we're having within the group. And it takes work, it takes a good facilitator. First and foremost, it takes a really good facilitator. And my suggestion is if you have the budget, hire somebody from outside the company.
Oof, yes, 100%. I know. Hey, by the way, anyone that is in that position, between Ben and myself, we know some really great facilitators. Worth
Absolutely.
it, like 100%. So let me know. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Because if you do that, all of a sudden, the person who's the facilitator is not your boss. There's not that agenda there. There's not that, oh, I can't say this because my boss is in the room or whatever. You need to sit there and make things as comfortable as possible and say, hey, listen, this is not a place for blame. This is what your challenges are for you. What are the things that make you uncomfortable? What are the things that frustrate you? What are the things that you see as a challenge? And this is the big thing, what would you like to see to make things better? You can't just sit there and complain about something. You have to complain about something and be able to offer a solution. And that is a big thing for me, is that you can't just sit there and whine. If you're gonna whine, give me a solution. What's gonna make things better? What's gonna help us move forward together as a group? What's gonna make this system or this process better and is gonna enable us to go forward so you're not sitting there bitching and whining about it all the time? And I think that we need to be able to look at this and sit there and say, okay, how do we create the opportunity for better? How do we utilize personality tests? How do we utilize that to be able to sit there and say, all right, how do we use this as a catalyst for change?
I think if people understand that it's a catalyst for change, I think it's going to have wonderful opportunity. I think you have to want to change and accommodate accordingly. And it goes back to what's the motivation, and do you know who you are, and what is it that you're wanting to achieve out of it as a team, like for yourself and as a team. But I think change, 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 folks, like to everything. Turn, turn, turn. I think there's something to the personality stuff. I think it's if the team is interested in working under that construct, I think it could be wildly successful. But I think there has to be an agreement in the team to acknowledge we will work with each other based on this. Let's see how it works. Let's continue working. Because if you have a team that isn't on board, they just took the test for giggles, it's going to be a massive failure, which is going back to you need a facilitator that can really make it stick. Because you know what? It's not just the day of, by the way, it's
It's
the
the next
check-in
6 months.
afterwards. And that's why you need a facilitator that does this, that can actually see and target and look at the progress or lack thereof and kind of like right the ship. So yeah, I feel like I'm a billboard for this, but I really do believe that it can help an organization. I think it helps leadership too. So
All right.
there, that's my 2 cents on that.
All right, let's leave it there. The ship has got to be landed. I am Ben.
I am Sia.
And we will see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community,
brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Nom This, Business Bites.